Hot 101.5. Blown off on the Miguel Show.
You never really know what's going to happen at a Starbucks. Sometimes it's just love. And that's what happened. Hopefully, if we can work this out, what happened with Kellen and Charlotte. How are you doing this morning, Kellen?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you?
Wonderful. So you met Charlotte at Starbucks, right?
There was like kind of a long line, so we just kind of like started talking. I don't even remember what it was, but I got her number. We went out like that weekend.
Where'd you go? Where did you end up going for your date?
We went to the Brown Boxer.
Oh, okay.
In Clearwater.
That's a fun atmosphere for a date, little sports bar area. Good.
Yeah, like casual, but it was like, I mean, we didn't really know how it was going to go. I thought we were just like going to get a drink. We ended up having like a lot of drinks.
Hey.
And we hooked up. Like, she came home with me afterwards.
I did not see it going from Starbucks to hooking up.
But you know what? So you never know what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, you get the damn thing. All
right?
So did she stay the night?
Yeah. It was all good. It was like she had something to do that day. She was like going to meet somebody and then, but she was going to like call me later. We were going to like hang out that week.
And then nothing.
She didn't call me. No, she didn't call me, and then, like, a couple of days went by, and I was, like, trying not to be, you know, over-eager, but then I texted her, like, twice since, and she just, like, hasn't responded at all.
Dang. All right. Well, let's do this, Kellen. We got to find out, because I feel like we are on the verge of two soulmates coming together.
Wow, that might be a little much, but at least you could expect a second date.
I mean, Starbucks to the bedroom. Totally. I say soulmates right there.
Okay.
Well, Kellen, hold on, and let's try to get Charlotte on the phone. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
You used to call me on mine. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Night when you need my love, call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love, and I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touch and roll? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
go bring it back. The new Hot 101.5, Blown Off on the Miguel Show.
Kellen, are you ready for us to find out about your soulmate and to find out where she's been?
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
so Kellen, when we get Charlotte on the phone, let Miguel and I do the talking. That way we can figure out exactly what did happen and get the truth, okay?
Okay.
It was a tale of destiny.
I was just going to say, don't get crazy. I feel
soulmates coming together.
Hello?
Hi, is this Charlotte?
Yes, it is.
Charlotte, my beautiful friend. My name is Miguel Fuller. This is my co-host, Holly O'Connor, and we are calling from the Miguel Show on Hot 101.5. Here's the thing.
Well, listen, he's not British either.
Like, I'm not, but listen, I have to talk to you because I feel like you had one of those beautiful moments that we all hope happens to us where you met Kellen at Starbucks. You all went out and had fun, all the fun, girl. We want to know, why haven't you given him a call back? I want this to work out like a romantic movie.
I think we really hit it off. Like, we had a great time at dinner and afterwards, but social media, like, I'm a girl, I posted a selfie on Instagram, and my cousin gives me a call and says, I went out on a date with him a couple weeks ago and he completely blew me off.
What?
So he went out with your cousin?
What?
I totally forgot you were there.
Kellen!
I'm sorry, Charlotte. Kellen is on the phone right now.
Oh, man.
We need to get to
who is your cousin?
Oh.
Alyssa?
Son of a
bitch. Oh, Kellen!
Wait, so Kellen, can
How was I supposed to know that?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, he probably... But what? You blew off her cousin? Oh, this is an awkward situation,
this
I
is like
say.
Inception right now. So do we need to do another blown-off segment with your cousin? Why did you blow her cousin off?
We hung out once. I didn't think it was going anywhere.
Ooh, so Charlotte, now do you feel like it's sort of like girl code and you can't really go back out with Kellen? Because I feel like once I knew that he went out with a relative of mine, that would kind of shut it down for me.
Yeah, and not to mention it's like it's a little creepy and weird, isn't it?
If he's cute, maybe that covers
No, it doesn't. Kind of, I mean, you're past it. Like, that's everybody's been with each other. Like, you've been with your cousin.
Okay, now that's weird.
Like,
no, but we don't know if they hooked up.
Well, Kellen, did you hook up with her cousin?
Oh, God, that's personal.
Yeah.
Charlotte, you've slept with your cousin.
Oh, no, this is terrible.
Creepy, and I'm totally disgusted by the whole thing.
So, Charlotte, there's no chance of you maybe going out on date number two with Kellen here?
No.
Really? All right. Well, do you care if I give Alyssa another shot then?
Oh!
Oh my God!
Yes!
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app, free for your iPhone or Android.